took your son in to Ralph Johnson's, and then that it was several weeks later that they picketed, that the students.
Mm-hmm. And when mm-hmm. only the students,
but yeah,
it was from community people too. Okay. And we asked for a permit.
Okay.
And it wasn't just all black was mm-hmm. in this stuff. And not only Barbershop, Cole's Cafe, what it was, they had certain side for black.
Mm-hmm. They had the coat rack down mm-hmm. the middle and you could
right, put them with right. And that was only place.
So what did you picket Cole's? I mean, were people actually walking in front of it or was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, when you was a Ralph Johnson Barbershop. Mm-hmm. Who was Barbershop? Yep. And I wasn't nowhere else to picket because mm-hmm. the rest of you could walk in there and be served whether they thought about it or not. Mm-hmm. But you know them places where they say no. Mm-hmm. So it was long, long, long.
Mm-hmm. I also want to ask you, what was it like for a black woman to work for Kappa Alpha? You worked for them for 30 years. That's, you know, they're the old South. They have Confederate flags. And what did you think?
They told me what it was all about mm-hmm. and all. And that Sylvia Shirley and I told them, mm-hmm. we are here to make money. You treat us as human. That's your way mm-hmm. to live. But never time to think. You know what you would be. We won't be that slaves and all mm-hmm. we would take. So we never had no problem. And tell the truth, they didn't act like we were black. Mm-hmm. The attitude that they had. Mm-hmm. And couldn't be no nicer guys. I worked at Sigma Nu. Mm-hmm. I ain't worked that long.
Yeah.
And Kappa Alpha was done in Sigma Nu. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Friendship. I don't know if you know this, but 2 years ago, Kappa Alpha and the Black Student Union did a joint dance. They did some parties together mm-hmm. as the ones trying to sort of break some barriers mm-hmm. and get students mm-hmm. to mix. A number of people were sort of surprised mm-hmm. that those two would do
well,
something
Sylvia
together.
Well, Sylvia and I worked mm-hmm. all them years, and mm-hmm. then Sylvia's husband, he took cancer, mm-hmm. and he died shortly. Mm-hmm. And cancer didn't last. Mm-hmm. The time he found out when he yeah. died. And so I knew I would get part of Social Security, mm-hmm. my Social Security. So I signed up for that. I stopped working at Sylvia, but mm-hmm. she's still working. But couldn't be no better guys than they were. And whenever they come in, they would come back to Sylvia. And then they never come to the place. They'd
come to your home or then?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And take us out to dinner, Sylvia and I. So, but don't think Siv and I didn't let them know.
Up front that you.
Mm-hmm. And then too, it was, when I worked at, not Siv and them, when I worked at,
Was it SAE? Well, who turned into No Name?
No Name, I worked there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, when I worked, at what's Sigma Nu? You know, Sigma Nu, I think it was Sigma Nu. No, it was KA.
Yeah.
You see, they wanted some black boys to join, mm-hmm. but they were hesitant.
Yeah.
But they would come down and eat free. And a lot of them were my friends. And at Sigma Nu, then before I went to Camp Alpha, they could join, but they would. And you see, at the time when they first started coming, taking black students, mm-hmm. I say we knew then, they were hard to, didn't want to stay.
Yeah.
Ray Sinclair, mm-hmm. it comes back to basketball now, mm-hmm. he'll tell you, it's Miss Lowry that
helped him
finish. And you know, when he had the big dinner, mm-hmm. his mother didn't come. I went with him.
For the Hall of Fame?
Mm-hmm. Then the next year he came with something else and he took me to mm-hmm. it. And Ray St. Clair, Ronnie Williams, the doctor. He was over the other week. Mm-hmm. He was helping the veteran hospital out called the Double Crown. Oh. And he's another one didn't want to stay. See, a lot of the blacks didn't want to stay. And would you believe, St. Clair, he had his way, no, Ronnie Williams, but they wasn't a member of, I wasn't a member of KA, mm-hmm. but by them knowing me, they treated them nice and coming, mm-hmm. they didn't join the fraternity, but they were coming all my meetings, they could come anytime. And, but they had their meetings, and Sylvia and I stood up and told mm-hmm. them. And then two times, you know, like a year come a new president, mm-hmm. we let them know, we know what you say you stand for, but we are here to work, treat it nice and all. But what you stand for, that's your business. Mm-hmm. Give us our paycheck, treat us nice. We worked 30 years then to retire. And had no problem. So you see, I wasn't easy to get mad at nothing. I get out in the community right now and stuff. And tell them, smile, and that's it. And, I'll take whatever anybody dish out, smile. But got a whole lot of stuff. I got into a whole lot of stuff.
You did.
I had a whole lot of children. But I raised them. It didn't interfere with me raising them and taking care of them.
What was it like raising children in Davidson in the 50s and 60s, being a parent? With the separate schools and... clearly you had to work very hard to create opportunities for them.
To me, it was all right. And I liked it, and I liked it better than what... I had six girls and one boy.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at fraternity, Sigma Nu, no name, K.A. Worked at the guest house. You know when them girls used to come with them?
The old South weekend, the
and
hoop skirts.
And then the guys used to come to the guest house and get them out. Miss Teeth would be there. You know. So it wasn't hard. I got up early in the morning and I would stay late at night. When they went to school, I sent my children, they had star dresses, ribbon, shoes, I set them at night time. And I would find time to help them with their lessons. I find time to do what I wanted to do. And like I told people, how it's so hard now. It wasn't hard. In church, I used to belong to the women. I was the president of women. Used to go back and forth to the meetings in the summer, you know, at church. Got them ready for church and stuff, and in school, and attended PTA. Mm-hmm. Then whatever I had to do, I would do it, and I would help the other part of the community.
Mm-hmm. What was it like when the schools integrated? Did some of your children would have gone to North Mac, wouldn't they?
They did. Mm-hmm. They did. Married my daughter, Mary. Mm-hmm. My son, Lewis. I know my daughter, Mary. Mm-hmm. So, and I had grandchildren, mm-hmm. a lot of grandchildren started out.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was all right, got to tell them. Don't create no problem. When they call you black, you know you're black. Don't argue. Go on. Mm-hmm. I didn't have no problem. Never had to go down there. Mm-hmm. And never did have to go uptown for no problem. I just saying, me. I don't bless nobody. I say true facts. Do it if you want to take for home.
Mm-hmm.
But I look back, I enjoy what I was doing. If I was able now, I would do some of it now.
Mm-hmm.
Creating. What I'd like to get some of these young people and some programs for these young people that they would come to.
Mm-hmm. That seems to be something to me that's missing in Davidson now, is that there aren't people like you mm-hmm. who are able to create programs, mm-hmm. to have a community organization.
And there's the
working
church.
Together.
Yeah, the church. Why can't you open your church to some of these teenagers?
you the teen canteen
Canteen. And that got church when they were having for these children. My daughter Aggie driving the shop, mm-hmm. long as she was using her money buying pieces on Miss Bertha and your Ross and all of them, mm-hmm. went to the session to continue on, mm-hmm. on Tuesday night. They voted down. If you ain't got enough money to deal with teenagers, y'all close the door. I feel I made that enough. I didn't do that thing. But God gonna take care of it.
Yeah.
They go to
all of us.
Yeah, all of us, right? Okay. You coming back?
I want to come back to see you.
Okay.